Is it going to continue at the Ulster Bank? I'm being contacted on Twitter every single day by people asking me to help them. They say that they can't get at their wages. They say they can't get at their money. Vernon Coker, the Shadow Secretary of State, has strongly criticised the further delays faced by Ulster Bank customers here in Northern Ireland. He says he's concerned that customers were put to the back of the queue because it was politically expedient for the RBS Group. Now, that's something that the RBS Group would deny. They are part they are the company who own Ulster Bank. We'll hear from Vernon Coker in just a second. But first, let's just remind ourselves, through the people who have been contacting the Nolan Show, how badly this cock-up has been affecting you. Have you no baby milk?
I've run out of baby milk and I don't know what on earth I'm going to do. It's not like I can even go to Tesco's and say, could you lend me some baby milk until Ulster Bank get their act together?
Sitting with a six-week-old baby, waiting to get in to see if the bank are going to give us money. They like pay bills and put gas on and electric, so that's the situation we're in.
I've already had to go to the corner shop, borrow food from the corner shop. I owe the corner shop money. I've had to put food in my children's packed lunches.
There are customers who've been missing for years are sitting in the house stressing and worrying where they're going to get a tenner to put on their gas or their electric to keep things ticking over.
So how's your son supposed to run the business?
Well, he's been raising cash to pay his employees because they come first.
We're in a situation where, you know, like our gas and our electric on a prepayment meter, so we have to obviously top it up, but we haven't got the funds to do it, so they're about to go off.
So I've got a 1-year-old and a 9-year-old with me. We have no milk for the baby or anything. And then we had a child on the plane and our car got declined.
We were told that there was a technical glitch. It was fixed last Friday, and now you're telling me something different. You're telling me that there's still technical problems.
I'd been on the phone to my brother. He was out in Portugal. It was his first holiday. Had no money. He had no access to any funds.
Well, I'm sitting here this morning. I've been hungry since yesterday. My electric has gone off this morning, and I have no money. That's just simply it.
Well, some of you have been asking me to get answers from the Ulster Bank once again, and every single day. Over the last 2 weeks, we've asked the Ulster Bank to speak to you, the people of Northern Ireland, on this programme. Let's just hear from them this morning and how much they care about you. That's the representative from the Ulster Bank this morning. Vernon Coker is the Northern Ireland Shadow Secretary of State. Morning to you, Vernon.
Good morning, Stephen.
What are your thoughts here? You just hear that range of voices, and that's how important, and that's just on this show alone.
I was going to say, Stephen, anything I can say can't match what those listeners of yours who've tweeted you or have come onto your show to say this is the reality of what's happening. And, I mean, I think people are pretty reasonable. They know sometimes problems occur, but I think what they're saying at the moment is that the senior management of the banks, clearly you haven't given this the priority that it needs, both from the RBS parent company and also in Northern Ireland with respect to the senior management there with Ulster Bank. So, as I say, the reality is that whilst this goes on day after day after day, people can't get money, they can't get their benefits, they can't get their wages, they can't pay their bills, they can't buy food. And that's the reality of it. And it just seems to go on and on. So I think at the end of the day, we're just going to have to put from the politicians, and I see Margaret Ritchie has also said something this morning, as well as Sammy Wilson, others of them, we're just going to have to get together, all of us, and actually make a real effort. You can't get any answers out of the Ulster Bank. We're going to have to try and get some answers out of the Ulster Bank. And we're going to have to put pressure on the Chancellor of the Exchequer, pressure on the parent company to get a move on and give this the priority that it deserves. People deserve better, and the people of Northern Ireland deserve better.
But the people of Northern Ireland, the British taxpayer, own this bank, the majority of this bank. RBS is 84% owned by the taxpayer.
Well, that's exactly the point, and it's totally unacceptable as well, Stephen, for the chief executive of RBS, the parent company which owns Ulster Bank, to say on Friday, as he did say, that NatWest company customers, which are also part of the group, and RBS customers, virtually all of those accounts and all those difficulties are now resolved, but Ulster Bank's difficulties will continue into next week. Why is it that Ulster Bank's difficulties continue into next week if it's been possible to resolve, and quite rightly, and I'm pleased about that, NatWest and RBS accounts? Why is it the Ulster Bank accounts still remain a problem?
Here I am now talking on behalf of Ulster Bank rather than them talking on behalf of themselves, but they will argue that there's a hierarchy within the IT system, which simply means that the way this process works, it had to be NatWest first and Ulster Bank at the end, and to disturb that hierarchy might cause further computer problems. That's
well,
what they're saying.
If they came onto your show or a representative came on, explained all these difficulties, explained what they were doing, explained that... all of the different things they were doing to try and resolve this, it would reassure people, it would be immensely helpful.
Do you know what, Vernon? You see, if their advice is, if they've been advised not to come onto this programme, you see, if they don't want to come onto this programme and they think that that's their press strategy, that's fine. All I would say to the Ulster Bank this morning is this. I will continue to ask exactly the same questions, whether you're on this programme or not. I will continue to give it exactly the same amount of time, whether you're on this programme or not. And when you don't come on to this programme, do you know who you're ignoring? You're ignoring all of the voices of the ordinary people throughout Northern Ireland who have decided that they want to phone this programme to ask the Ulster Bank for help. You ain't ignoring me. You're ignoring your own customers. I'm not important. Your customers are.
Well, that's absolutely the point. And look, I feel sorry for the ordinary staff of Ulster Bank who themselves have their jobs under threat, who are facing the wrath of customers. As we saw some banks, some of the branches opened over the weekend. They're doing their best. But this is at a senior management role. This is at the big people who take the big decisions. And, you know, as I say, I don't know exactly why Ulster Bank should be at the back of the queue. It may be a technical issue, but somebody needs to explain that. But at the end of the day, what people in Northern Ireland feel, I'm sure, is the fact that they don't see this as being given the priority that it deserves by the senior managers both here and indeed in the RBS group. And somebody needs to come on to explain what's going on, to explain when people can expect their benefits to be paid, when they can expect their bills to be paid, when they expect their mortgage to be paid, when they can expect to have their wages paid. This is very, very serious, and it needs to be resolved as soon as possible.